This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time, is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Thank you for joining us here today for WGOD. We are looking at a sermon I preached a couple weeks ago at the church that I pastor. That is Island Community Church. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. If you're looking for a church home, we'd love to see you. If you are in search of a new church, or perhaps you've never been a member of a church, if you're hungry for the word and you're not hearing it, I invite you to come out to Island Sunday morning. We're a small group, about 25 people, 30 people. We'd love to see you. We welcome you. We extend to you a warm welcome to come out to Island, worship the Lord Jesus Christ with us, and hear sermons such as this, what you're listening to right now. This, to me, is what it's all about. Who is Jesus? My job as the pastor to teach on Jesus Christ and on doctrine, and that's my vision for Island. My vision, I've stolen it from the Apostle Paul's, and that is to present every man and woman faultless and blameless before Him. That's my vision for the church, is to present everyone faultless, to teach unabashedly and preach the Word of God, the whole counsel of God. That's what I do. We start every year now with this message we're in right now, who is Jesus Christ? It says, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. Now, that should lead you to say, what is it? What is the doctrine of Christ so I can abide in it? It's a look at seven things we looked at in our last program, that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. You've got to believe these things. We are going to look at here today and tomorrow, and then actually on Monday, the rest of this 7 points. Who was Jesus Christ? He died on a cross. He was born of a virgin. He was raised up again. These are some of the things that you must believe about the Christian faith. This is part two. Again, now here Thursday night, you're invited out to Island Community Church tonight, 6 o'clock, Revelation chapter 14. We're looking at the dire warnings of taking the mark of the beast. The Bible says there's no rest day or night for all those that take the mark. That's what we're looking at tonight, 6 o'clock, Island Community Church. Here now is part two of the doctrine of Christ.
I can't save you. You can't string up Cheryl on a cross and die for you. I love Cheryl to death, but she can't save me. And if you're born with a sin nature, then you're no different than anyone else dying for you. It's supernatural. Let me ask a question. Ever seen a baby with a sin nature before? What are they? They're a little... All right. Speaks for itself, right? Do you think Jesus was born like that with a sin nature? Lying, stealing cookies, lying? Did you do that? Not me. I didn't do that. He was different. The Bible says he was separate from sinners. Number two, Jesus Christ lived a sinless life. Scripture verse 4, Hebrews 4:14. Seeing we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Also, 1 Corinthians 5:21, it says, for he made him, he, that's God, made him, that's Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Again, it's not Jabez that Satan tries to corrupt. It's not Moses, it's not Peter, it's the doctrine of Christ. Because if he can get you to not believe these things, the Bible says you don't have God. That's the song I had queued up, but I couldn't find the lyrics for it, so we didn't play it today. He is my rock, my sword, my shield. He's my wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's the lily of the valley and the bright and morning star. Makes no difference what you say. I will get on my knees and pray. Wait on Jesus until he comes. Anyone know that song? If you don't believe in the virgin birth, you're not a Christian. Because if you're right, then you're wrong. If you don't believe he lived a sinless life, then he was a sinner. A sinner's blood can't redeem you. Your death would be precious to God, but it can't redeem you. So Jesus Christ knew no sin. He never sinned. If he had sinned, then his sacrifice was worthless and his blood as tainted as yours or mine. An all-around good guy can't save you. If Satan can corrupt your thinking, and if he can corrupt the doctrine of Christ in your heart, you know, Paul said a little leaven leavens the whole lump. You know what that means? That means leaven, or like yeast, works its way through a batch of dough. And once it gets in there, before you know it, the whole batch of dough is permeated with leaven. And it's the same thing with sin or this unbelief. Once Satan can permeate you and have you accept one little thing that is contrary to God, then sin, like leaven, spreads throughout your whole body. And before you know it, you've been deceived and you've been infected like gangrene. And before you know it, you've been taken out. For instance, point number three. Look at the consequences for not believing. Point number three, seemingly innocent enough point. Number three is God took a body. God took a body. I don't believe that. What's the big deal what I believe about Jesus? What's the big deal? God took a body, John 1:14. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, my favorite one is 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. You got to have a King James or New King James, though, for this one to read right. It says, without controversy, meaning we ain't even going to talk about this. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16. Let me read that verse. Reads different in the corrupt, in the other Bibles. Hey, if your pastor calls your Bible corrupt, what are you going to do with it? And there's trash cans all around. A lot of Bibles don't have the word virgin in them because they say the word virgin, Alma, can mean young woman. Behold, a young woman's going to give birth. How many young women have given birth in this world? How many? 4 trillion? 3 trillion. All right, I'll be conservative. 2 trillion. How many virgins have given birth? Only one, baby. Only one. If your Bible says young woman, you can give it to Ron or Roy on the way out the door. And stop into my office, I'll give you another one. Sorry, Fred. Fred's got the revised standard. His Bible doesn't have virgin in it. I'm a Bible translator. You know, I'm a Bible translator. I'm working on a PhD in textual criticism. Now, as a Bible translator, if you had in front of me, behold, a virgin will give birth, or behold, a young woman will give birth. Me, as a Bible translator, and being a Christian, and believing in the Word of God, I would translate that virgin. Wouldn't you? then what are you if you translate that young woman? You're a devil. And you're exposed. This is where you find tares among wheat. It's right here in the pulpit and in Bible translators. 1 Timothy 3:16. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Look what happens if you don't believe this seemingly innocent statement. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. It says, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Colon. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ, now remember he means the Messiah here. Every spirit that confesses that the Messiah has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you had heard is coming and is now already in the world. Wow, do you see that? If you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah and that he has come in the flesh, then you and the Antichrist are like this, pals. What did Paul say? Evil company corrupts good habits. Do you think it's stylish anymore not to believe in doctrine? Is that old school or now do I have your attention? Gnostics believe like that. They didn't believe he took a body. Doctrine, like nitroglycerin under your tongue. Anyone here take nitroglycerin? It'll either save you or kill you. Am I right? Why did God take a body? Hebrews 5:8. Though he was a son, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Why did God take a body? 2 Corinthians 5:19. God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. Why did God take a body? Isaiah 53, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:6. Why did God take a body? The Lord took a body. The Lord Jesus Christ took a body. God poured out all the sins of mankind since Adam and Eve and put them all on his son while he hung on the cross, bled, and died. But the question is, do you believe this? I know everybody here does. The Lord asked the very same question to Martha, the sister of Lazarus. Lazarus, prior to raising him from the dead, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? This is the doctrine of Christ.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.